I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Haiti's security situation has deteriorated further. AMG International's Brian Dennett tells us airlines are pausing all flights for a month after gangs shot at three planes. It has direct impact on aid shipments, people too. AMG's country director in Haiti was in the U.S. for meetings this week.
His flight was actually canceled, and so he is now stuck here indefinitely. So please pray for him.
AMG's had a gospel footprint in Haiti for over 40 years. In the current crisis, ministry expanded to include food and housing programs. However, churches are overwhelmed.
Pray for our brothers and sisters there. If people are led to support financially, we can get money there and we can purchase supplies locally without having to send them in, which is a big issue now, especially with the lack of flights.
Finally, Heart for Lebanon is reaching many young people year-round through their relational ministries. Camille Melke with Heart for Lebanon told the story of Rita. She had come to them looking for a safe place and fellowship.
Not long ago, she showed up to our church service where we were preparing to do a baptism. And she said, I want to be baptized.
After talking with Rita and seeing her sincerity of faith, Melke and a fellow leader baptized her. Months later, Rita became one of the teachers at Heart for Lebanon's Hope programs during the winter and a staff volunteer for Summer of Hope outreaches.
Today, she's a growing, maturing young Christian leader serving others through that same message of hope that she had experienced.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.